Oh, man. Well, I've had every kind of cell phone out there. Honestly, I had a Sprint PDA. I had a Singular PDA. I had a basically, I have my cell service through Singular and my data service, my pocket PC, through Sprint before I bought this unit. And so I had to carry around two pieces of equipment, mainly because this, I didn't feel like the Sprint network was always as reliable from the standpoint of being able to always get calls wherever I needed. And Singular had proven itself to be a reliable network. But the Sprint high speed and the unit, the PDA that I had, was ultimate for what I really needed. So I ended up carrying two pieces of equipment around with me all the time, and that became a little bit cumbersome. So when I heard about the iPhone, I thought this might be the opportunity to sort of incorporate the two.
Now, were those two devices that you toted around, was this part of your work? Was it part of your personal life, or was it both, I guess, like for most people?
It was a bit of both, like you said. It's basically, you know, I felt the need to get my email outside of the house, and I work at home, so that sort of makes it a little easier than average, but I needed to get the email when I was away from the house, just in case a big project came down that I had to rush back and record for a client. But you know, basically, it was a combination of personal and business.
So, what motivated you to purchase the iPhone?
You know, I'm a high tech gadget kind of guy. I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4 laptops around the house here just because when a new one comes out with new features and the dual core, et cetera, I feel the need to go out and grab one up and have the latest, greatest thing. So it sort of spilled over into my, into the cell world, when I saw the write-ups and I saw the demo on television and the commercials and walked through it online at Apple.com, I was like, yeah, man, I got to have one of these.
So this wasn't exactly an impulse thing for you. You had been following this at least for some months, I guess.
There's nothing I buy that I don't research a lot. I'm just one of those geeks that gets online and looks at every review and every, you know, piece of information, the specifications, and et cetera. And then I look on the forums to find out what problems people have had with a certain unit. And in that respect, going out on a limb and getting an iPhone early was a little bit against the grain for me. When I, you know, considered the success that Apple has had with its Mac computers, and I've considered getting a Mac computer myself, haven't taken that leap yet, but am thinking about it. I knew that the interface would be nice, and that Apple would put out a good product. So I went ahead and took the jump.
Okay, so you've had it for a week now. Can you share with us some impressions?
Well, first of all, I mean, there's nothing more fun than the interface. The way, you know, the touch screen, the keyboard took a little getting used to, but for the most part, it's very intuitive. The funny thing about this unit is I never opened the manual once. I've learned everything about it basically by messing around. It didn't take very long. When I plugged it into my computer, it automatically synced everything, put my email accounts onto the iPhone, transferred any music that I wanted over there, transferred my contacts and calendar seamlessly. It was a really easy setup, and then from there, I was just thumbing around and basically learned what I know about the iPhone through experience. I think it has a fantastic interface, which, by the way, catches everyone's eye if you're at a restaurant or something. I've been stopped numerous times and say, you know, people ask me, is that the iPhone? They want to sit there and mess with it for a while. But the email is excellent. The web browser is pretty good. You know, I really miss the Flash. Although, you know, my other PDA didn't have that either. So, I mean, there's never been the perfect internet on a PDA. This is coming as close as I've seen, but it still needs the ability to use Flash. Text messages are great. Like I said, the keyboard is intuitive. Has a great calendar. It's easy to set up, and it goes, you know, anytime you put it on your iPhone, it goes right back to your contacts and calendar in your Microsoft Outlook. And, you know, those are the things I really needed out of this machine, basically. I don't use a lot of some of the other features that, you know, there are the people that are talking about, you know, the shortfalls, the third applications, the third-party apps, rather. I don't need a lot of those, so this works out well for me.
Are you just carrying the one device now? I mean, have you been able to leave a couple of pieces of hardware at home or one piece?
Yeah, they're sitting there collecting dust now, frankly, and I just carry around the one iPhone. It's great.
One more thing about the keying. I mean, that's the thing that you've heard. I've heard most from the people who use this, that it takes some getting used to. Did you do a lot of things on your previous devices that involved keying, texting? I mean, did you use the keypad a lot before?
I sure did, yeah. Not only with the text messages, but also in replying to email and things like that. I did use the keypad a lot. And, you know, I've had a Trio, and then I had the Pocket PC most recently. Both of those had really, really good large keypads, so it took a little while to get used to the touchscreen keypad and the smaller numbers. But once you realize where your fingers line up with the letter, you can really type quite quickly on it, and it will, if you make a typo, it'll basically try to determine what you meant, and 90 to 95% of the time, it's absolutely correct. You hit the space bar, and it replaces the word that you mistyped with the correct word, and you move on.
You said previously you were carrying a PDA and a cell phone, and now you're down to one. I would think, too, that you probably were toting around an iPod before, too, weren't you?
Yeah, I do have an iPod. It's not one of the earlier iPods, but it's a 30-gig photo iPod, and I have about close to 3,000 songs on my iPod. So
Holy cow.
I don't use my iPhone as an iPod. I did build a couple of playlists and loaded some music, less than 1,000 songs, onto this iPhone. Honestly, I very seldom have an opportunity to listen to it, nor do I need the functions of the iPod from this phone, so it really doesn't affect me. More what I need is the ability to get my email, and that's kind of the other thing about the iPhone is you know, where it lacks a little space. I got the 4 gig phone because I really didn't need it as an iPod, but where it lacks things like that, it makes up for it, like with the easy to use Wi-Fi. Pretty much most of the places I go and sit down for a meal or a meeting or whatever, it will offer me the opportunity to sign on to a Wi-Fi system, and I just click OK, and boom, I'm on the Internet there and don't even have to really use the Singular Edge network.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you'd had any issues with that. I mean, I played with a friend's phone and on the Edge network, and it wasn't as nice as an experience as Wi-Fi, but not a problem for you, I gather.
It's not as fast as the EVDO system that I was on my last PDA. However, having said that, that PDA did not function very quickly, whether it was on Wi-Fi or on a faster network, and I find that the response time with the iPhone is quite quick. It must have a pretty good processor inside, because it does as fast as my last PDA on the EVDO network, even when it's on Edge. So, frankly, I would love to see them speed it up. Then this thing would be just unbeatable. On Wi-Fi, it flies. On the Edge network, it's not so bad.
Can you make some suggestions for folks, like who would be a good candidate for the iPhone and who might not be happy with it? Any thoughts on that?
You know, from personal experience, just people like myself that need to get their, you know, POP3 email in their pocket and want to have a good web interface, somebody who maybe not be, you know, doesn't depend on a corporate server to get their email. Obviously, the iPhone will not work for that yet, and that seems to be a big problem for people who want to make the switch but can't because of their, you know, their work networks. But you know, anybody who wants a nifty graphic interface and interesting web browsing and the ability to see a real web page the way it was built, pretty close except for the flash, and wants the cutting edge kind of sort of future of the handheld phone. This, I mean, to me, this is a great opportunity to jump on board. It's you know, a lot of people are waiting for 2.0. that's fine. I can understand that. I decided not to, and I'm really happy that I didn't, because I'm having a good time with it. It's just, you know, it's like one of those things you sort of, I don't know if you've ever fallen in love with a piece of equipment. That's where I am right now.
You know, that has been the one common denominator with the three or four people who I've interviewed about this. And some of them, you know, had pretty high expectations, but everybody has, I haven't talked to anybody yet that was like, well, this thing wasn't as cool as I thought it was going to be. So you're in that same category.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it has fulfilled all of my expectations. It's had a few very positive surprises. It has had
What kind of surprises?
Well, like the ringtones. I mean, I think they're interesting and different. Just the joy of playing with it and moving around the screen, and how it could be more customizable with some applications. But you know what? With others, it's highly customizable. You make it your own. The camera, for being a 2 megapixel camera. I mean, that's a pretty good number for a cell phone, but I'll tell you what, it does take fantastic pictures. It really is it has a good camera. Although you cannot zoom with this lens, it takes a good camera. It takes a good picture, rather, and you can go back home and sort of play with the photos, zoom in, crop, and do some things to it, and it still looks nice.
Do you think that as you walk around and people stop you and, hey, let me see that, do you think you've sold some of these things?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Everybody who picks up my phone says, I have to have one of those. Even the people who are like, I don't really want an iPhone. Those people are kind of, they're fooling themselves because they will succumb. They will.